time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for an 80% chance for rain with a high of 72. Tonight, 90% chance for thunderstorms with a low of 58. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. The Illinois Sheriff's Association has announced the winners of its scholarship for Illinois students wishing to pursue higher education during the 2019-2020 school year. The Wayne County winner was college student Garrett Williams. Edwards County's winner was former ECHS student Hunter Horton. Marissa Dawes and Houston Money won scholarships in Clay and White counties, respectively. A winner for Hamilton County was not announced. The $500 scholarships are to be applied to tuition, books, and fees only. The students must be enrolled full-time at a certified institution of higher learning within the state. More news next.
Hi folks, this is Sandy at Gill Sales and Service. Spring has finally sprung and summer will soon follow, so we are putting our Frigidaire 22 cubic foot chest freezers on sale for $749.95 while supplies last. Frigidaire's space-wise organization system offers organizational solutions you can customize to fit your needs, like sliding plastic baskets, dividers, and a pizza basket, bright LED lighting, a power on indicator light, and pop-out key. Come get yours at Gill Sales and Service, 1605 West Main in Fairfield. Check it out on Facebook.
Why should we eat dinner together more often? Dinner is a time to relax, recharge, laugh, tell stories, and catch up on the day's ups and downs while developing a sense of who we are as a family. That's what Cisney Key Market prides itself on, providing a home-like environment and a great meal while allowing families to spend the time together they deserve with no worries. Stop by your hometown grocery connection, Cisney Key Market, today on the square in Cisney, where dinner and family go hand in hand.
In other news, the West Salem Grade School PTO is sponsoring a fish fry and auction tomorrow at the West Salem Firehouse. The fish fry will include all-you-can-eat fish, chicken, shrimp, fries, coleslaw, potato salad, desserts, and more. And serving will run from 4 to 7 p.m. The cost for adults and carryouts will be $11, and children 12 and under may eat for $6. The auction will begin at 7 o'clock, and it will include a variety of items such as St. Louis Cardinal tickets, a handmade kids' picnic table, Mesker Park Zoo tickets, baseball or softball time with West Salem athletes, and more. The PTO says a raffle will be back this year for a Warriors fan pack, ECHS fan pack, and other items. Raffle quilt tickets will also be available for $5 each, and the winner will be drawn that evening. All proceeds from the night will be used for new playground equipment at West Salem Grade School. Next Saturday, May 11th, DAR's Old Goshen Trail Chapter will hold a meeting to celebrate good citizens. A business meeting will take place at 11 a.m., lunch will take place at noon, and senior recognition will begin at 1 p.m. The gathering will be held at the First United Methodist Church in Mount Vernon. The Outlet, a young men's mentoring program in Springfield, has been selected as a recipient of the FBI Director's Community Leadership Award for 2018. The special award, which will be presented in Washington, D.C. tomorrow by FBI Director Christopher Ray, was formally created in 1990. It's intended to honor individuals and organizations for their efforts in combating terrorism, cybercrime, illegal drugs, gangs, and other crimes leading to violence in America. The Outlet is one of 56 individuals or organizations across the U.S. that will receive the honor this year. The Outlet was founded in Jacksonville in 2004 as a young men's mentoring program that served fatherless youth in Springfield. Its mission is to help young men 8 to 22 years of age develop the ability to make responsible life decisions, hold real meaningful spiritual values, explore their gifts, and realize their dreams. It also seeks to promote a positive lifestyle free of drugs and gangs. Hamilton Memorial Hospital hosted an open house last week to introduce their new state-of-the-art Hologic 3D mammography service. The hospital says 1 in 8 women will develop breast cancer in their lifetime. And the same 3D mammography equipment that is considered the gold standard across the nation is available at Hamilton Memorial. The technology is clinically proven to detect 20 to 65% more invasive breast cancers compared to 2D mammography alone. That, along with recently welcomed general surgeon Dr. Rodney Miller, is expected to allow greater access to needed surgical care options and to supplement mammography services. Anyone who would like to schedule a mammogram appointment may call 643-2361, extension 2312. Clark Griffith, public health administrator at the Wayne County Health Department, says approximately 40,000 pounds of consumer electronics was collected at the Wayne County Weekend Electronic Recycling event held at the fairgrounds. He said this was the department's first event, and 3 semi-trailers were filled for transport to an end-market recycler. Griffith was very pleased with the turnout at the event, saying he wasn't expecting to collect as much as they did. He also praised the help at the collection, as the health department received help from several community volunteers and Career Development Center staff and clients. The collection event was originally scheduled to last until 1 p.m. on Saturday, but it had to be cut off in the morning hours. Griffith said the shutdown was necessary due to storage capacity limitations and contractual obligations, which, if not met, could risk the department's ability to host consumer electronic events in the future. Griffith emphasized the success of the weekend event and stated that a second consumer electronic recycling event is expected to take place in the fall. Fairfield Community High School has given attendance totals for its production of Bye Bye Birdie this past weekend. 698 people attended the musical in all, with crowds of 228 on Friday, 256 on Saturday, and 214 on Sunday. Reviews of the musical were very positive, and that attendance number was up from the last musical the high school produced. The school didn't have a play or musical last year, so its last musical was Once Upon a Mattress in 2017. Total attendance for that musical was 547, with 184 attending the Friday show, 193 on Saturday, and 170 on Sunday. FCHS Music Director Josh Livesay wanted to thank the directors for being outstanding mentors and help, the students for sharing their wonderful talents, and everyone who attended a showing for supporting the music department and enjoying the program. The music department isn't yet finished for the year, as it will put on a pancake breakfast next Saturday, May 11th, from 7 to 10:30 a.m. at the First Christian Church. The band, show choir, and chorus will perform during the meal, and all proceeds will benefit the music department. The menu will include pancakes, sausage, coffee, juice, and milk. Tickets may be purchased in advance from any music student for $5, and they may also be purchased at the door on May 11th for $6. The city of Fairfield will be flushing its water lines next week, beginning Monday and ending Friday. Water department employees say this is done each spring and fall to test the hydrants and help keep the water supply clean and pure. The city is also required by the Illinois EPA to inform people of possible lead content in the potable water supply due to hydrant flushing. The water department says while the lines are being flushed, residents may notice their water is discolored. People may also experience a dip in water pressure, and it could affect lead plumbing in and outside of homes. The department says discolored water during this process does not mean it is unsafe to drink. It only means there is a temporary increase in iron concentration. However, during the flushing, the city does urge residents to check for water discoloration before doing laundry or similar activities. It also encourages people to flush their lines at the kitchen tap for 1 to 5 minutes, as recommended by the EPA. The city will have lead information sheets available at City Hall and the Water Department upon request. Anyone who would like to know more about the process should call 842-7015 or 842-5016 during regular business hours of 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. weekdays. On Monday, every hydrant in the First Ward, east of First Street, will be flushed. Tuesday will be the second ward, every hydrant north of Elm between 1st and 7th. Wednesday will be the third ward, every hydrant south of Elm between 1st and 7th. Thursday will be the fourth ward, every hydrant west of 7th Street stopping at Kincaid's. And Friday will be for outlying areas, such as Walmart, Petroleum Boulevard, Brack Oaks, Highway 45 South, and Highway 15 East to the city's old filter plant. That schedule may be found on our news headlines page at WFIWradio.com. The City and Water Department thank the public for their patience and care during the work. Steph's Coffee Shop in Mill Shoals will have a Mother's Day craft and vendor show this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Dana Bayer, appearing on the Community Connection, said she expects 28 vendors to make an appearance at the event. There will also be hamburgers, pork burgers, hot dogs, chips, and soda available. Bayer said the event came about as a way for people to visit with each other.
My husband, Jerry, and I, and our whole family, all the kids, we decided, you know, we were going to do things for the community. We just want people to come down and enjoy, be together, laugh, you know, and visit, which is a dying art, I think. So this is kind of one of those things. Friday nights, we eat, and we do some special things on Saturday, and this is a very special event.
Steph's Coffee Shop is located at 590 East Street in Mill Shoals. More information can be found on the Steph's Coffee Shop Facebook page. At a special meeting Tuesday, the McLeansboro City Council suspended without pay Light Superintendent James Joyner after he was accused of allegedly stealing city property. Joyner will be on leave until further notice so the allegation can be investigated. The council reportedly would not comment on details regarding his suspension. The city also made a motion to suspend working with Universal Incorporated, Source One, LD Supply, and Universal LLC, as they are also part of the ongoing investigation. The Illinois Senate approved an amendment yesterday to the state constitution to revamp the income tax structure. The bill would replace the current flat tax system with a graduated income tax, where taxpayers pay based on what they earn. Supporters, like Democrat Toy Hutchinson, say they can't understand opposition when most people would get a tax break.
I'm still confused as to why people would argue that a plan that makes 97% of people who live here not see a change unless it's a decrease is a bad thing. I don't understand that.
Governor J.B. Pritzker's system originally called for a 7.95% tax on individual filers with incomes over $1 million. The bill the Senate approved yesterday had rates topped out at 7.99% for individuals making $750,000 or more. State Senator Dale Ryder says this is indicative of how graduated tax systems work.
For those states that have a flat tax system, they have reduced taxes, cut taxes, 21 times in the last 20 years, and on four occasions, the taxes have gone up, and 50% of those were done right here. In graduated tax systems, over the same 20-year period, 24 occasions, the brackets have been expanded, which is another way of saying taxes have gone up, and the income threshold to which the maximum rate, the highest tax rate, applies has been dropped to under $100,000. So for those of you who have looked at the governor's proposal and now this proposal and say, well, went from $1 million to $750,000 for those filing separately, you're on an elevator. The national experience teaches us you are on an elevator on the way down.
If the Illinois House and Illinois voters approve the amendment, the change would take effect in 2021. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Are you looking for a bank that still offers free checking? Well, look no further. People's National Bank has your free checking needs covered. This is Heidi Atterbury, relationship banker at People's National Bank in Fairfield. You can open your free checking account with just $100. There's no minimum balance, plus receive unlimited check writing, free online and mobile banking, and free bill pay. Stop by 1001 West Delaware in Fairfield to open your free checking account today. People's National Bank, member FDIC.
Summer is quickly approaching and ice cream is in the air. At Dairy Queen, stop in and try the new Blizzard of the Month. Brownie dough and choco chunks, cocoa fudge, and brownie dough mixed with Dairy Queen delicious ice cream. Your taste buds will thank you. May kicks off the mini blizzard flight. Want to try something new? During the month of May, try any three mini blizzards for just $6.49. You pick the flavors. Call DQ today for your Mother's Day and graduation cakes.
Currently in Fairfield, it is 65. We have received 72 hundredths of an inch of rain here at the radio station so far today. It is time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield. The Dow is at 26,207, down 222. The NASDAQ is at 8,008, and that is down 41. And June crude oil is at $61.35, and that is down $2.25. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 80-year-old Carmi resident Louise V. Stevens died Tuesday evening at Wabash Christian Village. She had cooked at Wabash Christian. Louise Stevens is survived by three sons, Johnny, Stan, and Jesse, nine grandchildren, 12 great-grandchildren, brothers Bobby and Joey Perzinski, and sisters Georgia Warren, Charlene Bronson, and Carol Rieger. Graveside services for Louise Stevens will be held at 1 p.m. on Saturday at Centerville Cemetery. Visitation will be from 11 a.m. until the service time at the Stendebach Family Funeral Home in Carmi. 80-year-old Indian Land, South Carolina resident Kenneth G. Chalcraft died on Thursday, March 7th, at his residence. His mother was from the Pond Creek area in Wayne County. Kenneth Chalcraft is survived by two sisters, Jane Heidenick of Fort Mill, South Carolina, and Judith Carr of Fairview, Texas, and a brother-in-law, Joseph Goki of Litchfield. A memorial service for Kenneth Chalcraft will be held on Saturday at the Ellery Christian Church at 3:30 p.m. A graveside service will follow at 5:30 at Graceland Cemetery in Albion. Memorials may be made to the American Diabetes Association or Reach Out and Read of Litchfield, and they will be accepted at the church. Nails Funeral Home of Albion is in charge of local arrangements. 81-year-old Sisney resident B. Lorraine Walker died on Tuesday at Aperion Care in Olney. She worked at Champion Lab for 20 years. Lorraine Walker is survived by one daughter, Melanie Troyer of West Salem, three sons, William Walker and John Walker, both of Sisney, and Steve Walker of Jeff, eight grandchildren, four great-grandchildren, and two sisters, Kathy Bailey and Ruth Simon. Funeral services for Lorraine Walker will be held at 10 o'clock a.m. on Saturday at Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home in Sisney. Visitation will be from 6 to 8 p.m. on Friday, tomorrow, at the funeral home. Burial will be in Laird Cemetery. Memorials may be given to the Alzheimer's Association, and they will be accepted at Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home, which is in charge of arrangements. 67-year-old McLeansboro resident Jean Douglas died at 1:14 a.m. on Sunday at St. Vincent Hospital in Evansville, Indiana. He was a member of the McLeansboro Elks and Eagles Lodges. Jean Douglas is survived by two sons, Corey of Norris City and Kyle of Mount Vernon, three grandchildren, and several nieces and nephews. Visitation for Jean Douglas will be held from 6 to 8 p.m. on Friday, tomorrow, at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Funeral services will be on Saturday at 11 o'clock a.m. at the funeral home. Burial will be in Hebron Cemetery in Walpole. Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Come by the Fairfield Save-A-Lot and get fired up for Cinco de Mayo with these great deals. Mission Soft Taco or Fajita Flour Tortillas, 2 for $3. Mission Burrito Flour Tortillas, 2 for $4. Mission Brown Bag Tortilla Chips, $2.49. And Mission Carb Balance Tortillas, buy one, get one free. Prices good through Saturday. Good food, great people, great prices at your Save-A-Lot store, West Main and Fairfield. Give them like on Facebook.
Post frame buildings continue to pop up all over the area. And at Graber Post Buildings, they've been putting up buildings for over 40 years. Garages, pole barns, storage buildings, workshops, apartments, even indoor basketball courts, and some of the most attractive commercial buildings in the state. Every job is specific and unique to your wants and your needs. Graber Post also has packages for contractors and do-it-yourselfers. So for your next building or roofing project, call for a free quote at Graber Post, 800-264-5013.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather for today. An 80% chance for rain and a high today of 72. 90% chance for thunderstorms tonight, a low of 58. And cloudy skies tomorrow, tomorrow's high 70. I look for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Rain is likely on Saturday, a high of 62 and low of 48. Sunny skies on Sunday. Sunday's high will be around 75 with a low of 52. And then partly cloudy skies on Monday. Monday's high will be around 78 with an overnight low of 60.